Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavua Tov. So the first Aliyah of Shlach raises some very important questions, as usual articulated by the Ramban, is, you know, first of all, we're going to talk about the Chayda Meraglim, but what exactly, you know, Ma Pisham Ma Chata'am, what exactly did they do wrong? You know, it's a beautiful line where, you know, was Moshe Rabbeinu expecting them, you know, to, you know, answer with Sheker? The you know, the fact was, you know, Arim Bitsuro Kedalot Ma'od, you know, V'gam B'nei Anak Ra'inu Sham was all true. So we'll get to that in the, you know, next Aliyah, and, you know, maybe the Aliyah after that as well, where the Ramban lays out his famous doctrine of the dual sin of the Meraglim. But even more importantly, you know, Avayitav Beinai Hadavar, as the Torah records, you know, in Sefer Dvarim, you know, how exactly could Moshe have participated in this, and no less an authority than the Abravanel felt that this was the real reason that Moshe was not allowed into the land of Israel, that this sealed the fate of the Dor HaMidbar. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't deserve a better fate than that. So Mei Meriva was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, Yana Shelo Hemanta Bilakti Sheni Levnei Yisrael. But Aharon basically went down for the Egel Azav, and Moshe goes down for the Chayda Meraglim. So the Ramban doesn't go as far as that, but in his Havamina, he certainly raises, you know, that proposition that Moshe Rabbeinu's participation is, you know, very difficult for us to understand. You know, why was Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, willing to go on with this at any level? And, you know, to answer the, you know, to pose the questions, Hatova hi imra'a, you know, Hashmina hi imra'za, you know, and again, they were obligated to answer candidly. You know, they mitvar sheker tirchak, they're not allowed to, you know, obfuscate. So what exactly was Moshe's role in all of this? Those are basically the questions of the Ramban. You know, Rashi thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu was, you know, very nervous, and he nimlach b'shchina, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, chayeyem sheni notzeim lahem makom litos bedavar, and al pi Hashem mishalo ikev al yadam. Basically, God allowed bechira chafshis to have the day. Moshe does, the Ramban does not think, you know, a priori that Moshe really was nimlach b'shchina, but instead suggests two different interpretations. One of them is disputed heavily by the Sforno, which is, you know, noteworthy, because the Sforno typically sees himself within the broader, you know, school of the Ramban, and that is in Somchen al Hanes, that, you know, this is the appropriate thing to do. You know, V'hayisalanu le'inayim, we had in Baloschatz, the Ramban l'shitaso, that Yisra would have been helpful in Kibush, you know, Haaretz, and you have the same phenomenon here, that the Torah is not going to be Somech Masal Hanes, and the Jewish people entering the land of Israel, maybe this is the beginning of a new reality, even though they have the Anane Kavod, and the Man, and the Be'er, v'chulei, you know, nonetheless, the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, we shouldn't assume that it would be al derech hanes. That's exactly what the Sforno disagrees. It says, in Somchen al Hanes is a principle where you're not habituated to miracles, so you can't expect a miracle to appear, you know, yesh me'ayin. But, you know, in this case, you know, they were living off miracles, so it would have been the appropriate thing to do. So that's the first suggestion in the Ramban, you know, ha-katuv lo yismoch ma'aseha al hanes. The second approach I find to be really fascinating, and especially in light of the Ramban's, you know, basic mahalich through Parshas Baloscha. If you recall, the Ramban, you know, disagrees with Rashi's interpretation, the Hafsik bin Poranos of Poranos, and Vayhi bin Soa, because there is no separation between Taveira and the Kivros HaTava. So the Ramban says the first Poranos of Vayisumi Har Hashem Derech Shloshes Yamim, right, and the Ramban, you know, quotes Ketino Kabareach Mi Beis HaSefer B'Simcha, you know, Shema Yarbe Aleihem Mitzvos, that they couldn't wait, you know, to get away. And that sense of simcha, the joy of going to Eretz HaTzvi, right, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Ota, Tamid Inei Hashem Elokecha Ba, exactly that was missing from the Jewish people. And on the contrary, they were Mevakshim Alila, Heach Lifrosh Me'acharei HaMakom, you know, to quote from Chazal, Vayiyam Kimot Mit Onanim Rabi Osnei Hashem, and they were, you know, expressing Yagon Vanocha at the, you know, prospect of having to go into the land of Israel. And so the Ramban shifts the conversation. He says, look, you know, the question wasn't at this point, I'm, you know, going half a step further than the Ramban, but really it's all there, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was basically dragging them at this point and trying to drag them across the finish line. And Moshe, you know, realized that the situation wasn't a viable one and that he needed to change the conversation. Al-Kain Ratza Moshe L'Samcham. So Moshe, you know, had knowledge of the land of Israel. Moshe, according to the Ramban, again, the Shita, so had that 60-year period of wandering before he came to Midian. He was familiar with the entire ancient Near East, and he knew how beautiful a land Eretz Canaan was. He knew that the answer was Tovan, Shemina, etc. And he expected these Anashim Ksherim, Remed Kulam and Hashim Rosh Evnei Yisrael Hema, to give precisely that report as well, and to give the Jewish people a profound sense of simcha and tuv levav in terms of going to the land of Israel. And Moshe did not anticipate that their response would be, of course, famously to demoralize the Jewish people, as we'll get to. But Alkein Ratzam Moshe Lissamcham. That's the line in the Ramban. He repeats it on a number of occasions. Then Moshe felt that it was absolutely necessary to change the national conversation so that we should go to Eretz Yisrael in a state of Simcha. And it's very reminiscent for me, you know, of the Sefer Achinuch that Rav Lichtenstein was so fond of quoting, that the mitzvah of tzedakah is, you know, Laseh tzedakah b'simcha. It's an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. It's not extraneous to it. But that one should give tzedakah joyously, and one should go to the land of Israel, the Ramban is saying, with a state of joy, not being dragged, even if you could drag the Jewish people to the land of Israel, which probably was impossible anyway, right? The idea was to give the Jewish people a feeling of simcha in going into the land of Israel. And I think that is koveya masmirim ledorot. It really establishes a precedent for all generations that our attitude towards going to the land of Israel, and it really is omed al perek now, shouldn't just be, well, you know, we've got to get away from anti-Semitism, whether it's in France or in England or anywhere else, or, to be honest, even more locally. But, you know, our attitude towards going to Eretz Yisrael should always be, you know, in the words of David HaMelech, Samachti be'omrim li beit Adonai nelech, hayinu semechim. In the context of Shirah Malas Hashuv Hashem Shivat Zion, and I think the Ramban is really echoing that here. Alkein Ratzam Moshe L'Samcham, that Moshe wanted them to have a sense of joy of going to Eretz HaTzvi, Tzvi L'Chol HaRatzot, right? Eretz Avat Chalav Udvash, and most importantly, V'chilachol Mipir Yehud Tzarech, to go to a place where one could be in proximity to the Shechina. Moshe wanted to be able to change that conversation, and therefore, V'itav B'nai HaDavar, so again, whether it was a practical issue of Ein Somchin al Hanes, I think the Sforno has a pretty strong rejoinder to that aspect of the Ramban. But Alkein Ratzam Moshe L'Samcha, Moshe correctly diagnosed the pathology of the Jewish people, which was a state of despair and a lack of excitement and hope when it came to going to the land of Israel. And that's exactly what Moshe wanted to address. Alkein Ratzam Moshe L'Samcham, he knew something that the slaves of Egypt didn't know about how wonderful the land of Israel was. And he figured the Jewish people could use a strong intervention in terms of giving them a state of simcha. And I think that creates a framework, a new halachic concept of aliyah b'simcha, of going to the land of Israel, you know, with a state of joy, a la the Sefer HaChinuch perspective about laseh tzedakah b'simcha.